Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. Brexit, the withdrawal of Great Britain from the European Union, is being compared to Armageddon. That's the headline. John Rood will join us at this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The focus has to be on Brexit again this week. It does not seem to want to go away. And in fact, the United Kingdom Foreign Secretary has been warning to not allow for a messy EU divorce. I mean, this is only really telling the truth in what is happening today, is it not?
The pressure is stepping up concerning Brexit, and there's been a media blitz here in the last week or so, basically giving an indication of quite sensational approach, airplanes grounded, troops in the streets, giving a very dramatic picture if there's no agreement. The fact is that we are literally, after 50 years of European Union integration, we've now reached the disintegration phase. This probably all is coming to some type of scare tactic.
John, I sent you an opinion piece entitled Brexit or Armageddon. However, just a few moments ago, as you were describing the messy divorce there, it seemed like you were referring to some of the elements of the Armageddon. What are your thoughts about this piece?
I think the media as a whole has taken an approach that was extremist about the possibilities of this chaos. The talk of Armageddon here is certainly exaggerated, but prophetically, the European Union disintegration is a highly significant point. It's leading in Bible prophecy, but not in the direct sense of their saying of the confusion of Brexit. That will be overcome.
John Rood with the details behind the exit of Great Britain from the European Union, which is not quite Armageddon. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I have often said that the European Union today may well be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire tomorrow. According to the ancient Jewish prophet Daniel in chapters 2 and 7, he reveals to us the revival of the old Roman Empire. The 10 toes of Daniel chapter 2 and the 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7 in Revelation chapters 13 and 17, we see the 10 horns, and the part that these 10 horns represent would be nations in our world today that will actually be a military, governmental, economic power. Actually, a superpower in the last days, which will be led by the little horn of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8. That's the Antichrist. And the Antichrist in this scenario is coming better into focus with events like Brexit. Daniel's prophecy is almost at the point of being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...